I think what has happened at Berkshire is just wonderfully for the good. And I do think we have a perfectly marvelous board. What makes me sad, as I said earlier, is I don't see more of the same practice followed elsewhere. A director getting $150,000 a year from a company who needs it is not an independent director. That director automatically becomes an inside director. And so it's a typical government intervention. It says it's doing one thing and it does another.
Yeah, I've been on 19 boards. I've never seen a director where the director's fees were important to them object to an acquisition proposal, object to a compensation arrangement of the CEO. It's just never happened. You know, and in my experience, they frequently do not behave as they would if they owned the place. And basically, we want people that behave as if they own the place.
The correct system is the Elihu Root system. Elihu Root, who had three different cabinet appointments, if I remember right, said no man was fit to hold public office who wasn't perfectly willing to leave it at any time. And if Elihu Root didn't approve of something the government asked him to do, he could always go back and be the most sought-after lawyer in the world. He had an identity to go back to, and he didn't need the government's salary. And I think that ought to be more the test in corporate directorships. Is a man really fit to make tough calls who isn't perfectly willing to leave the office at any time? My answer is no.
Yeah, we have one of our directors who's been removed twice from compensation committees of other corporations because he had the temerity to actually question whether the compensation arrangement being suggested was the appropriate one. I mean, it's being put on the comp committee of American corporations. As I've said, they're looking for chihuahuas and not Great Danes or Dobermans. And I hope I'm not insulting any of my friends that are on comp committees.
You're insulting the dogs.
No.